You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Michigan Radio.
Standard dictionaries have yet to catch up with us as we differentiate the words fantastic and fantastical.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining us now over Skype is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzon. Good morning, Anne.
Hey, Rebecca.
This week's question comes from a listener named Steve. Steve says, why does the word fantastical seem so ubiquitous? What happened to using just fantastic? Anne, what do you think? What are you seeing?
Rebecca, this one's really interesting because I'm so glad that Steve raised this question about fantastic versus fantastical. What I'm not seeing is that fantastical is overtaking fantastic. In fact, we see that fantastic is becoming more and more common. But the difference between these two words is really interesting. So, Rebecca, what does fantastic mean to you?
Fantastic means really awesome, great.
Yeah, and that is what it means for most speakers most of the time now. It isn't what it meant historically. If you look at the history of fantastic, it goes back to the late 1300s, and when it first comes into English from Latin, it means imaginary. In other words, related to fantasy. And as soon as I say that, you can see it, of course, in the word. And that's what the word meant for much of its history. It took on meanings like fanciful and irrational, unrealistic. And then it wasn't until the 20th century that fantastic took on these more positive senses of excellent or good beyond my expectations. And it's this meaning that has allowed fantastic to rise in popularity, particularly in the second half of the 20th century. And I love it because you don't get that many examples of words that get more positive meanings over time. Awesome is one. And another one that has a very similar history to fantastic is fabulous.
So we've got fantasy hidden within fantastic. So fabulous, fable?
Exactly. So fabulous was like a fable ever relating to fables and then takes on this meaning of excellent. Now let's look at fantastical. Rebecca, if I said to you, that is a fantastic promise, or that is a fantastical promise, would those mean the same thing or different things for you?
The first one sounds like a really good promise. That second one sounds like an unbelievable, only in a fantasy world kind of promise.
I completely agree. The second one is an unrealistic promise. And that is the distinction we've been seeing in written language for the past couple of decades, where fantastical means imaginary or unrealistic, and fantastic usually means excellent. And now that we know the history of fantastic, we can see why fantastical might mean that. Fantastical comes in the late 15th century into English and means imaginary, related to fantasy. And now often, at least in the written language, you see it in more negative contexts where someone has a fantastical view of the world and it's hard to get them to grapple with reality. But Rebecca, if you heard someone say, that meal was fantastical, what would that mean to you?
Sounds like it was a pretty good meal.
Exactly. And we hear fantastical being used this way where it means excellent. And so one can see that then there's potentially ambiguity if you hear that movie was fantastical.
Kind of unbelievable, maybe sort of over the top.
Or maybe it was just great.
That too.
So what will happen here? It's hard to know. One is that we could maintain a distinction or strengthen a distinction where fantastic mostly means excellent and fantastical mostly means imaginary. Fantastical could become more and more popular in the excellent meaning. That's also possible. And if that were to happen, we might see another word come in here, like fanciful, could pick up steam to mean imaginary or unrealistic if fantastical patterns and means mostly excellent. So a place in the language to watch. We'll have to see what happens.
Well, Anne, I hope you have a fantastic Sunday, so long as your expectations aren't too fantastical.
Well done, Rebecca. And I just hope you have an excellent, excellent day.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.